Okay, calls back to order.
I'm sorry.
We're ready for administrative departmental functions and approval of payroll. Should we do payroll this time around? Or?
Yeah, it's our time. So.
I'll make a motion to approve payroll as presented by Mrs. Blue.
I second.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is, you want to talk about payroll?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about payroll before we move on.
All I wanted to tell you was we need the document signed again that we get signed every year, normally at the first of the year, about direct deposit, because direct deposit is done at a separate time than you approve payroll. And all this says is, whereas the Taney County Treasurer has arranged for direct deposit of payroll checks to employees' individual accounts, and whereas employees have requested and signed up for direct deposit, and the Commission is not required to sign direct deposit of payroll checks. Whereas time is of the essence in making direct payroll deposits, and the Auditor and Treasurer must make payroll information to the bank on time and on a set schedule. And I'm giving this to you because I need for you to sign at the beginning of every year, but I've got it dated today's date so we can get this started, because the next payroll will be the next year.
So I will make a motion to accept or the approval or to approve the letter that Helen has written for us on direct deposit.
For 2010.
Can you make that sound good, Jim? Or good enough?
I'll give you a copy of it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. James, have we got your deal on? What time's that?
9:45.
Is that plan approval per 137?
Yeah.
Okay. We're ready for you then.
Do you have it with you?
No, I don't have it with
you. Nikki should have it. I gave it to her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you explain it to us? And
it's just the two-year plan.
Okay.
It's a new one.
The just regular old water plate they send you and all that jazz?
Regular assessment maintenance plan.
Okay.
So that we have a chance to get funded for the next 2 years.
That's a good thing.
It's a repetitive of exactly the same one that we signed last time, right?
Well, there's some number difference in and out of employee to their responsibilities, and which would be $2 less per parcel.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the standard operating procedure of the two-year plan. Is that right?
Does it mean we're going to... Let me ask you this. I'll ask. If we sign the plan, does it mean that staffing is in the plan?
Correct.
Does it mean one position couldn't be cut or something because they signed the plan, and if times got tough and funding went down to $3, that the commission couldn't, if they breached it, the $3, and didn't give us the full amount, I suppose we could get out of our part of it. But I mean, would it mean that we couldn't reduce down by one the number of people in there? Or?
I think it'd be according to way the state would look at it. That's the number of people approved by the plan, mm-hmm. by their numbers and the way they calculate it.
The commission, by signing it, are saying that's who they're going to have on board. I just want to bring up that issue in all fairness.
Right.
Okay.
So the number of employees, you haven't changed that? Or?
No. All the same.
Motion for approval of the maintenance plan for the state tax commission.
Second. Question? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You don't have
a plan. I have
any plan. I handed
this laying right there.
Not me.
Oh, where is it?
I thought that's
no.
Did you give it to them?
Maybe it did.
I didn't.
Somebody said they put it in the box. I brought it in.
Okay, and I wasn't here on
there's
Friday.
There's a folder. There's a folder that somebody put it in for Monday.
I wasn't here on Friday.
There was no folder in mine. I just went through that.
Okay, it may
box.
Be upstairs then.
Okay, it's got to be upstairs.
I'm sure it is. Okay. I'm sure it is.
Okay. Next on our agenda is Nikki at 10 o'clock. We're not too late even, too bad.
I'm going to go meet Peter Stump, and I'll be back.
You're kidding. Okay. Trying to get me excited. I have a story on that for you, Bob, later.
Later.
Here's the agenda for this week. Just want you guys to review it. Not a lot on there.
Do you remember the IDA update? Who's responsible?
You are.
Is that right? Okay.
You were on the phone and you were standing next to me.
Okay.
To my understanding, you just wanted to talk about next year and how IDA was going to go and
okay.
different goals that they had, and that's all that I got from you.
Okay. Energizement Missouri Wastewater Grant. And that's why is that on there? We voted on that Friday, didn't we?
Okay, I'm not sure. I don't believe I was the one responsible for putting that on. Jillian may have.
Okay.
I think check both those and actually you could move those to when all three commissioners are here next week. Don't you think that'd be a good idea?
That's fine.
And that way if we get an update, we all know what that update is.
And we do need to check before we take off the Energize grant. We need to find out
make
where
sure
our that
there's
is.
Time
the update
restrictions.
Thing, though, since Jim's not here, that'd probably be just as well. Just put it off till next week. Speaking of next week, we've got... It's a regular week except for Friday, right?
Correct.
Okay.
We've got a problem here with this emergency BOE meeting, don't we? Have they checked to see if there's anybody available?
I hadn't thought of that.
I believe that was put on Friday and I was not here.
Well, the thing of it is Dr. Rose and Jim's not here, and it took the three commissioners to even make last week's.
Right.
Let me ring her up right quick. What else do we need to talk to you about?
Next week I won't be here.
What? Okay. Has that been approved?
Yes.
Hey, could you transfer me to the county clerk, please? Thank you. There seems to be a little opposition to you being gone next week.
There does.
The tone. Soon Jillian's going to be here.
Yes.
Not going to leave us all alone.
No.
All right.
No, we've worked that out between us. Should get that automated.
So who answers it when you get zero?
That's who we're trying to get in touch with.
it just said that doesn't work. We ought to check and see if that's working.
Do you want to talk in here?
Oh, I guess we could. I've got it going now.
You do? Okay.
So, I just dialed 7200. Has anybody been?
Let me go grab.
Hey there, County Clerk. Is that Donna available or Cindy? Thanks. Wonder if anybody's been trying this automoid thing out. Good morning. Hey. Danny brought up a good question. Jim's gone all week. Did you get somebody else for our meeting this afternoon, or BOE? No?
Well, we'll probably have to postpone that till Monday or Tuesday.
I don't know. No, he'll be back next week. Shall we change that to Monday? Is that all right? Okay, that's what we'll do. Thank you. Yeah. Good point. So we'll do BOE next Monday. Is there any year-end things you know about that we need to be thinking about? Budgets. I guess, have you got a budget on for next week?
No, I have not.
Probably ought to put it on for Monday, too.
How are you?
Did you want to do Huntington Drive?
Yeah, you can put Huntington Drive on
for Monday.
Okay. I talked to them in the hallway, and they said the first week in January would be fine with that because they didn't know. Huntington's fine to put on there for Monday if you want to, but they thought he didn't have all the signatures and didn't have them verified.
So would you like me to push it to the first Monday?
I would. I think it'd just
be. Are you
okay
with that?
What's going to happen is next week, if we have the budget, Rick has to read a budgetary report, and it'll run into a lengthy meeting, and then we'll go into BOE, and I don't know what's involved there, but I figure it's something real short.
Budget, did you want it like just after the Monday morning meeting, or did you want it during?
No, during. He reads a statement.
Right. How you doing there, sir?
Alright, yourself?
I think alright.
Keep busy?
Got enough to do. Not gonna run out. How about
stay around for holidays?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll be going out of town and seeing the grandkids and stuff.
Good for you. Well, have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you. If I don't see you until next year, well, Happy New Year to you.
Same thing, yeah.
Right.
Take care. You know that guy? He's our ham radio
director. Oh, yeah. I met him. Yeah, he's the guy. I went down and met him down at Mincy Park.
Yeah. What else?
Is there anything else you can think of for the end of the year?
No, not right at all.
No, but they're
already set up for your cam.
You know what, I would...
Hotel rooms in February.
If I were you, I would kind of go back through the past minutes of the last week of last year and see if there's anything that's...
Or just look at the agenda and see what's on the agenda.
Look on last week's or last year's agenda for the last of the year and see if there's anything that we had to bring up that was had to be done before January 1st. I believe that would be the best way to go.
Sounds good to me.
As far as the fitness center downstairs, Charlie's crew should be completed as well as Phil with the electrical by Wednesday.
Okay.
On Monday, the 28th, is the opening of the fitness equipment.
Okay.
It's 10 a.m.
Okay. All righty.
All right.
And Chuck, are you going to have some time for me this afternoon?
Yep.
We need to kind of maybe go over some nuisance cases.
Okay, good.
There's some existing ones.
That'd be fine.
That may need to be addressed in the near future.
That would be fine.
Okay.
Will you make a note when you get back to the office that we've canceled our BOE?
Yeah. Just totally issue a new agenda and post it if you don't care.
Do you have any other questions for me?
Nope.
Is Bob next?
Yes. Also, Linda is canceling her meeting with you guys this morning.
Okay.
She's trying to finish up on some other items.
Now, Bob is going on vacation.
Starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow. And I think it runs pretty well through the first of the year, doesn't it?
I believe so.
So his list will probably be short and sweet as far as what he can get accomplished today. So.
Right.
Maybe this week you could teach me about calendar. I'd like to learn about calendar. You know, we sign, it'll take more than just a minute, you know.
Your calendar on your BlackBerry or on Outlook?
Well, like, you're going to be off, Bob's going to be off. You know, you gave us those, and we punch them in our email.
Right.
That we agree and accept it. Mm-hmm. But then...
I don't always accept it, but...
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he declines.
It's hard, isn't it? But how... In fact, if you weren't around and I wanted to find out when you were taking off, mm-hmm. how'd I do that?
Look on your...
Should just punch it right in there and it'll come right... You go right here, Chuck, to...
You have to look on the date.
Right there to your calendar.
Yeah.
And you just punch your button in and it'll have a date up there and then you just scroll it down to whatever date you want to and the time. You see what I'm saying?
So you have to go through the different dates, though.
Or I can just send you an email and do for the end of the year who's taken off what days so that you have that.
But I watch you girls. You got that calendar. You pull it up on your computer and you see the calendar.
Yes.
Why can't we do that?
You can.
That's what I want to know how.
Okay, I can check that to you maybe this afternoon.
Yeah. It would, if you're looking at planning stuff, see when Danny and Jim's doing this or, mm-hmm. you know, vice versa and all that.
Okay.
Not a big deal. All right, I'm done with you.
Okay. And Linda had no bids or had no, she's canceling her.
Right.
Okay. Is she here today?
She is.
Okay. I'm going to go back and visit with her just a minute.
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and holler at Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take this upstairs.
Motion to go into executive session to talk to our attorney. Your second?
Second, yeah.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Can I sign this?
Yep. Yeah.